least it's dry here. We've spent the last 2 years sleeping on the cement floor at Uncle and Auntie's. This isn't much different.
Except we had a real roof. Esther, we can't survive out here. We've nothing to eat.
We had hardly anything to eat at Uncle and Auntie's.
It's more than we have now.
I can go back, Esther.
I know what he wants. I can do it.
The brothers are coming home this weekend, too. Kanye is not so bad, but Jelani... I know he does things to you. Besides, after leaving like we did, Uncle would kill us.
He wouldn't kill us. He would beat us, but...
We're not going back. That's not what Mama and Papa would have wanted for us.
And you think sleeping under a bridge eating chicken bones from the garbage is what they do want for us?
Mama wanted me to watch out for you. I told her I would.
But we're just girls.
We can do this. No one else in this world cares about us. So we'll take care of each other. We'll never rely on anyone else again.
I'm scared.
Me too. Here. You should wear this now.
Mama's butterfly necklace. No, she gave that to you to have.
You need it. Remembering will give you strength. Sometimes I just touch it and I feel better.
But I can't.
I want you to. There. Do you feel better?
A little.
We'll start looking for more food tomorrow. Come on. Curl up next to me. It'll be warmer.
My sister is.
Get out of my way.
Can you spare some money for food? Please.
Move, girl.
How much do you have?
Only the coins I found on the sidewalk. Not even enough for sugarcane. We've been out here almost a week, and we've hardly gotten anything. I'm so hungry.
We'll find you something. What are you looking at?
Look. The man running the market, he has bananas.
We don't have enough money.
He's talking to that lady with the tomatoes. He won't even notice.
Notice what?
If we take one.
We don't steal.
We also don't run away from home and eat food from a garbage pile, but we're doing that.
Sarah!
Just wait here. I'll be right back.
Sarah! Come back here! I don't like it at all.
Hey, wait, you girls, I saw
run! Sarah, just give it back!
Get back here, you street rat!
He's coming after us! Faster! We'll cut across here!
No!
Watch out for the... Sarah! Sarah! Oh, no!
Crazy girl came out of nowhere. Sarah. I tried to stop. It wasn't my fault. She ran right in front of me.
Is she dead?
No! No, she's breathing. Sarah,
she's a thief.
Wake up.
Stole from
Please.
My shop. The little
Somebody
rat deserves
help.
It.
Excuse me.
What happened?
My sister, she got hit.
She's conscious. Can you wiggle your toes, dear?
Yes.
Good. Can you move your arms and legs? Good, doesn't seem like you broke any bones. But you have some deep cuts and lots of scratches.
Oh, are you a doctor?
No, but I've had some medical training.
Well, let's move her out of the streets. My passengers are waiting.
She still owes me for the fruit she stole.
Here, for what she took.
Stupid thieves. They should all get hit
now
by
let's
bus.
Get her up. Take her other side. That's it. Now, what's your name?
Thank you for your help. We'll go now.
No, wait. Your sister needs treatment. I know of a clinic.
I can't afford a clinic. Really, she's fine. We'll just go home.
Look, I won't charge you.
It's your clinic.
Friends of mine. Your sister is hurt. She might have a head injury. And if that leg gets infected, she'll be in serious trouble. It won't cost you.
Everything costs something.
I was heading there now. It's only a block away. I'll help you.
Oh, it really hurts, Esther.
Yes. Esther, take a look at your sister. She needs medical assistance. We'll clean her up, and you can be on your way if you want.
Okay.
Good.
Let's go. Take her other side, and we'll help her walk.
That's it. Easy with her, Esther. That's it.
Who are you?
Maria. My name is Madame Maria.
Lie back. Relax. You just need some stitches in your arms.
No! No! Don't touch me!
Okay. It's okay. I'll have my wife, Nurse Lorraine, take care of you instead. Would that be all right?
Yes.
Lorraine? Lorraine, would you please examine this child?
Of course.
Do a general examination, please.
I will.
Esther, you stay here with your sister. I'll be out here speaking with Madame Maria. Maria.
Dr. Gabira, how is Sarah?
She'll recover from the accident injuries. I'm more concerned with the others.
Other injuries?
Faded bruising and broken bones that have healed incorrectly. Indicative of physical abuse, as you know.
Yes.
And she definitely is afraid of men. Which is why I had Lorraine go in there. Such fear is a worrying sign.
Yes. And thank you. You've always been so kind as to help me out with these girls.
I just wish I could give you better news.
Okay, girls. Finish getting dressed and step out when you're done.
What did you find out?
It certainly appears that the girls were physically abused.
Girls? You were able to check on Esther as well.
She allowed me to do a general examination, and I found many of the same injuries as Sarah had.
What about sexual abuse?
We're not able to tell at this point. I wouldn't want to traumatize them with that sort of examination, but, as you know, you'll likely find out as you get to know them better.
If they allow me to get to know them.
I told them you are trustworthy, Maria, that you'll protect them and you'll provide for children like them in a safe house.
Hopefully that will give them some reassurance.
Have you already documented everything, Lorraine?
Yes. I completed paperwork for both of them.
Hello, girls. Would you like something to eat?
You don't have to be nice to us.
No, I don't have to be. But I would very much like to get you something to eat.
Maria! Mary! Thank goodness you're here! Labour is in belly! I mean, Belly's having a baby! I mean, you know what I mean!
She's 4 weeks early. Lorraine? Help me get Belia into the examination room.
Yes, George, her water broke and you were there. She was crying. I didn't know what to do.
Relax. Breathe.
Yes. Belia, relax and breathe.
No. I meant you, Naomi.
But I'm not the one having the baby.
Which is why you can relax and breathe. Yes, good. And you can meet my new friends, Esther and Sarah.
Oh, my poor dear. Looks like she got hit by a truck.
Of course she didn't.
It just meant...
It was a bus.
Really? You really got hit by a bus?
Yes.
Look, I need to stay here with Belia.
Will she be okay?
Nurse Lorraine is an excellent midwife. But Naomi, could you please take Esther and Sarah to get them something to eat?
Oh, no. We're fine. We'll go home.
And where is home?
It's nearby, just around the corner.
Do you live on the street, Esther?
No. It's just... Why does it matter if we live on the street?
Because it means you probably need a good meal. And we can offer you that.
Oh, no, we can't...
No, I'm not asking for anything in return. I should go in there.
That girl, Belia, she looks my age.
She's 12.
And she's having a baby?
As we speak. Excuse me.
Prayer. Elena, could you bring some bread and juice out for these two girls?
Yes, Auntie Naomi.
And through here is the kitchen where we all eat.
So that girl lives here too?
Well, yes, and the ones you saw out front jumping rope and a few others. It's crowded, but we make room for everybody. The toilet's across the
camp. Why are you doing this?
Because you might need to know where the toilet is.
I mean... Why do you take in these girls? Why are you helping us?
Because they need help. You need help, don't you?
We can't pay you.
We don't expect to be paid. Now, dinner is at 6. You're staying for dinner, right?
We weren't planning on it.
Well, think about it. I make a pretty good chicken stew.
Here's that bread and juice you wanted, Auntie Naomi.
Oh, careful. Great, thank you. Thank you, Elena.
Thank you.
Eat up, girls. Go on, it's okay.
Go on, Sarah. Okay.
Sarah, you should get some rest. There's a room with spare beds upstairs where you can both sleep.
Thank you. We'll leave after dinner.
Of course. Whatever you want.
This is taking too long. Is she okay?
Lorraine knows what she's doing. Let her worry.
It seems so much more difficult.
It is. Belia's a little girl having a baby. The baby is struggling to fit through such a small birth canal. Unfortunately, we've seen this far too often.
So what do we do? She can't go on like this. She can't.
I am doing all that I can.
Are you in pain? Do you need more water?
No. No. Ooh. I slept a long time. Where are we?
Some house. Do you remember Madame Maria and Auntie Naomi?
Yes. Mama's necklace!
You're still wearing it. It's okay.
Good. This is a real bed, Esther, with a real blanket. And it doesn't smell like vomit like that cloth from the garbage pile.
Yes. And look, Naomi gave us some clean clothes.
Clean clothes? To keep.
And do you smell dinner cooking?
It's like when Father would catch a wild chicken. And Mother would make stew.
But it's not that. You know we'll never have that again. And we promised ourselves we wouldn't trust anyone.
You don't think we can trust them?
I just don't know what they really want.
What could they want from us?
I don't know. But I know there's always a price.
I see the baby! We're almost there!
You're doing great, Belia. Not much longer, sweetheart.
You need to push, dear.
Oh, you did it!
A baby girl, Belia.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, Belia.
Oh. Here, would you like to hold her? Melia, this is your baby. Would you like to hold her?
Just take her away.
Oh, Maria, good morning. Have you gotten any sleep?
No, it was a long night. But the baby is with us. She's tiny, but perfect in every other way.
How did Belia respond?
Sadly, she wasn't interested in the baby. Wouldn't even look at it.
How was she physically?
Well, it was a difficult birth. Girls that young aren't meant to deliver babies. Thankfully, though, she didn't end up with a fistula.
What's that?
Oh, it's a hole in the tissue between organs. It happens often when a child or a small woman gives birth.
Is it serious?
The baby often dies, and the mother can as well. Even when they survive, it's not easy. I had one girl stay here once that had one. Because she was constantly leaking urine and stool, the poor girl always had a foul odour.
Oh, how terribly sad.
Yes, none of the other girls would stand to be around her. Which, of course, only made her feel worse about herself. Girls and women with fistulas often face rejection.
But Belia, she's okay?
Yes, although it wasn't an easy birth. She'll stay at the clinic for another day or so. Lorraine was going to see if she could get Belia to nurse the baby.
How's the baby eating now?
Lorraine's feeding her cow's milk, for now.
I don't understand. Why can't Belia connect with the baby?
As you know, Belia became pregnant because she was raped. I'm sure it's hard for her to love a baby that was the result of so much pain.
Will she ever care for the baby? I mean, it's her child.
Belia has difficulty connecting with anyone. Because of all she's gone through, that ability is damaged. She lived here for 2 months before she even said anything. Not a word. We thought she was mute at first.
She doesn't talk much even now.
Yes, but at least she will sometimes. It's progress.
So sad. It's like her whole childhood has been robbed of her.
Well, you'll see a lot of the girls here have missed out on their childhood. Are Esther and Sarah still here?
Yes, it's nearly breakfast time. It should be up soon.
Do you think they'll stay long term?
Well, Esther's pretty set against it. She's concerned about Sarah's health, so they stayed last night.
I suppose that gives us a little bit of time, then.
It doesn't make sense to me. We're only trying to help them. Why do they treat us like we're the enemy?
Oh, Naomi, we don't know what they've been through. But whatever it is, they've learned not to trust other people. The kindness they've received has likely been at a high cost.
As in sexual?
Very often. Especially girls that age.
So that's it? We bandage them up, feed them, give them a place to rest, and then they leave?
Most likely. But maybe these will be ones who stick around. Or maybe we'll run into them again.
Yeah. The next time they get hit by a bus, they'll know where to come.
Who knows? We have to take this work minute by minute, doing whatever we can for each child with whatever opportunities we've been given. If something more comes out of it, great. If not, then we at least offered some small bit of hope.
I don't know how you do it.
Oh, many, many prayers to our Heavenly Father. And knowing others in the community are praying for this work too. I learned a long time ago I can't fix the whole world. I can only love the child in front of me.
Or the one coming down the stairs.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, madame.
Oh, you may call me Auntie Maria. How's your sister?
Better. Thank you. I think we'd like to stay for a few days. Until Sarah is a bit better. If that's still all right.
Of course. We'll go over the house rules at breakfast. For now, why don't you go help Desta in the kitchen?
Yes, Auntie Maria.
Pro. progress. Maybe. But it's going to take a lot of time, Naomi. It always does.
Sarah! Sarah, hurry! Run!
Why the rush?
I don't have a good feeling about this place.
Ask that man in the big coat. Ask him for money.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have...
What do you want?
Uncle Shamari!
You ungrateful girl! How dare you run away?
Run! Sarah, get out of here!
I'll show you what happens to girls who run away!
Oh, let me go! Let me go! A dream. Just a dream. Sarah? Sarah? Are you awake?
No.
I'm going downstairs to get some water. Will you be okay?
Go.
Just a dream. Where's Elias?
Who's there?
Let go of me! Don't hurt me!
Esther, it's okay. Shh, it's Maria. I'm not going to hurt you. I thought I heard you yelling.
Don't touch me!
I'm sorry. I was only trying to keep you from falling. Let me get the light. See? It's just me. You're in the hallway of my home. Your sister is recovering from her accident. You're safe here. Are you okay?
Yes.
Come downstairs, where it's private. I'll make you some tea. Here, take this.
Thank you.
Oh, my dear. You're still shaking. That must have been some nightmare.
I'm fine.
Esther, you can trust me. I care about you and your sister.
Why would you?
Because I know you've been through a lot. I might not know exactly what that is, but I know this is hard for you.
You don't know anything about us.
I'd like to, but only if you want to share.
I've done some really bad things.
We all make mistakes.
I let my sister get defiled. How's that for a mistake?
Oh, my dear child. It's not your fault.
I didn't know. I should have known.
You can't take responsibility for what someone else does. You're a child. You can't fix those things.
I thought he was only doing to her what he did to me. Watching me. I didn't know how he was hurting her. And with other men.
What happened to you and your sister was wrong. You never deserve to be abused, ever. Truly, Esther, it's not your fault. Who was doing this to you, Esther?
Nothing. Never mind.
So you ran away to protect your sister?
Please, I don't want to talk about it.
It's okay that you're scared. I understand that. I want to help you, Esther.
No! I don't need your help. I'm going back upstairs.
I'm always here to listen, Esther. Patience, Maria. It always takes patience.
You're awake already, Esther?
Yes.
I slept so well. I'm so used to Uncle coming in at night and waking me up. Although, I really haven't slept all that well since Mama and Papa died anyway.
We need to go.
You say that every day.
I said too much to Auntie Maria. Do you know what they could do, Sarah, if they found out? They could send us back to Uncle.
We won't say anything. They haven't ordered us to talk.
I guess we can stay a bit longer. If you promise not to say anything to them. Never trust them, Sarah. Never. We can't risk it.
I promise. And I'm holding on to Mama's necklace.